Blog Talk Radio.
International.
I want a house in the hills. My team, we gon' do the most. Get to that money, we do the most. We do the most, then we have a toast.
I wanna be rich by the
stuff. We the most.
Wanna be rich by the stuff.
Yeah.
I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be, I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be rich by the stuff.
Yeah.
I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be.
No love, we connected. This shit, we got niggas on Forbes list.
We got real OG niggas who body. We got women with fatty who body. We got niggas in places who holding fingers. I got strippers and pinners who feeling nigga. And I live in the studio. I got plans to take over the radio. I'm not sure if I want me the Maserati. I'm not sure if I want me a Bugatti. I just wanna be famous like Lil Yachty. And go get me a check like I'm Ergotti. So stay on the shit so I keep a party. I just keep writing hits like I'm trying to catch me a body. I wanna live by somebody. When you pull up, you gon' say that I must be somebody.
I want a house in the hills.
I want a house in the hills.
Out in LA.
Yeah.
I want a house on Star Island.
Yeah.
Love that day. When we get rich, we gon' do the most. Me and my team, we gon' do the most. Get to that money, we do the most. We do the most, then we have a toast.
I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be rich by the stuff.
Yeah.
I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be. I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be rich by the stuff.
Yeah.
I wanna be rich by the stuff.
This is dust in my gut, so I pout about it. We gon' get to that bank, not just dream about it. We gon' stand on the bank, make a strong deposit.
Yeah.
Why not a million? Buy some buildings, be some shit for my kids. If they just do the right thing, they can always be rich. Life is a bitch. And you ain't got that credit to buy you some shit. Life is a bitch. And you ain't got residual income. I got some shit that I wanna own. And it's more than just jewelry, more than just coonery.
I want a house in the hills. Out in LA. I want a house on Star Island. Down in that day. When we get rich, we gon' do the most. Me and my team, we gon' do the most. Get to that money, we do the most. We do the most, then we have a toast.
I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be rich by the stuff.
Yeah.
I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be. I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be rich by the stuff.
Yeah.
I wanna be rich by the stuff.
We the most.
Wanna be.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Beauty of It Is. I like to open up with that song. That was actually by the King Malachi. Make sure, guys, you check this artist out. He's from South Carolina, but he lives right here in Atlanta where I reside. Check his music out. You can go follow him on IG at The King Malachi, and again, that's The King Malachi. I think it's spelled M-A-L-A-C-H-I. But again, welcome to The Beauty of It Is. I am your host, Miss Nikki Alexandria, but as you all know, you can just call me Miss Nikki. I'm good with that. Miss Nikki is just fine. So a couple of things before I get started. I want to give a special shout-out to Ed. Ed, he is actually on the back line, such an amazing individual. I appreciate him so, so much. So if you're listening, Ed, which I know you are, thank you for everything that you do. You're an amazing leader because leaders also are team players, and you just do so much for the overall team here at untalkablesradio.com. So I just appreciate you so much. I can't even say it enough, but just thank you. And again, guys, welcome to The Beauty of It Is. And as you know, I have been a hair care professional professional for over 20 years, 20 plus years. So my beauty is, well, my background is in beauty, right? So I have a love of beauty. I have a love for dance. I have a love for the art. So art is, well, music is an art. So if you have any artists, artist friends that are interested in getting their music on the airwaves, just have them send me their information, their songs, MP3 formatted, of course, and just have them send it to sixfigureswithmissnikki@gmail.com, and that is the number 6figuresmissnikkims@gmail.com. So again, if you know any artists, or if you are an artist yourself, even if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, and you want to just get your business out there, I can definitely send a shout out to the airwaves and let people know that you're open for business. Any events that might be coming up that you want to just share with people, just get that information to me as soon as possible. And again, send it to 6figureswithmissnikki@gmail.com. And that's, again, the number 6figureswithmissnikki@gmail.com. So before I go into tonight's topic, I just want to say happy Easter to those of you who celebrate it. Happy Sunday to those of you who don't. You know, today has just been an eventful day. People all over the city wearing yellow dresses, Easter hats, all kind of stuff. But you know, real quick, before, again, I get started with the topic for today, I want to just go into another quick music selection. And I know, Ed, you're on the back line, of course, helping me out as you do such a great job doing. So I just want to play a real quick musical selection, and I'll let you handle that. And as we, you know, get prepared for the topic, I wanted to just kind of bring things up a little bit. First, I want to know if anybody out there, if you know anybody that's trying to lose weight or get healthy for the summer, definitely reach back out to me because I definitely have some things that will help you along in your process. You can either shoot me an email at sixfigureswithmissnikki@gmail.com, or you can also just text the number 555 to 678-851-8687, and I'll definitely get some information out there to you. I know the summer is coming up real quick, so I know people trying to get fine and sexy and all those good things, so definitely I'll be able to help you in that process. So, you know, as you know, this is talk radio, so we're going to talk. We're going to have some conversations tonight. But before we do, I'm going to go ahead and let Ed, the wonderful, amazing Ed, just go ahead and play a musical selection for us, and we'll be right back.
Beat man, beat man, beat man.
Inside a sea of chaos, always pulling me closer to shore when I think I'm lost, baby. Just let me tell you.
that passes by, I think of you from time to time. Your heart is a place of comfort and security. You give me peace of mind and everlasting stability. Our love is like a storm in the universe, like a play that's been rehearsed. If you weren't painting, you'd be my perfect picture. My love with yours creates the perfect mixture. You are my star, and I'm your number one fan. If ever I was lost, you are my helping hand. Brings out my highest point, that four-letter word. A billion choices in the world, but it's you that I prefer. So, let me tell you.
Just let me tell you. Just let me tell you. I love you. Just let me tell you.
All right. I like that song. That was Neetha. The artist there is Neetha. And the name of that song was Let Me Tell You. She's actually from the Bay Area. That was really nice. She kind of puts me in the mind a little bit of, you know, the neo-soul artist. What's her name? Jill Scott. That's terrible. I almost forgot Jill Scott. But her name is Neetha. So definitely check her out, Neetha. And the name of that song is Let Me Tell You. She's the artist from the Bay Area. So if you just joined us, my name is Miss Nikki Alexandria, but everybody just calls me Miss Nikki, and this is my show. The beauty of it is it actually happens here every Sunday night from 8 p.m., so spread the word. Definitely check me out on social media. If you're not already following me, you can follow me on social media. It's Nikki Alexandria, the number 9, so that's Nikki Alexandria 9. I'm on Instagram, and also you can follow me on Facebook. It's just Nikki Alexandria, so make sure that you tell your friends. You know, just kind of tune in. If you know any artists that want to get their music played out on the music waves, just definitely send me a message, and I'll definitely see what I can do to get them out there. And also, if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, and you just want to get your business out there, definitely hit me up as well. So, again, guys, this is Talk Radio, and as you know, with Talk Radio, we have to talk. We have to have some real conversations. So today's topic, I want to tell you guys what just kind of happened to me, or what I experienced this weekend. Well, I went to an opportunity meeting. I went to a meeting. I had the chance to hear from one of my business associates, somebody that I have so much respect for. This young lady is just absolutely amazing. I admire her so much because of all that she has done. But her name is Stormy Wellington, and she's actually a multimillionaire. But her, what's interesting is her story, her actual story on how she arrived at where she is today. You know, she was able to earn her millions, but not in a traditional way. Just her background, dropping out of high school in the 9th grade, having her first kid at like 15, I think she said 15 or 16, you know, just involved in so many different things at a young age, strip clubs, credit card scams, all kind of things, right? But she decided to just kind of live her life the traditional way, the average way, the normal way, the safe way. And she got a job making like $13.50 an hour. But when she saw her first check, right, something happened, something clicked, something made her say, oh, hell no, and we're going to spell no as N-A-W-L, hell no, right? So for those of you who are church folks, I'm sorry that I was using that type of language, but, you know, this is talk radio and this is real talk, so sometimes you might hear something that you don't always agree with, but that's life, right? So something happened with this young lady to make her say, you know, I'm going to make a decision to go after what I'm worth. And being involved in an industry that has so many negative links toward it, she was still able to do some amazing things. That industry, of course, is network marketing. As you all know, that I'm also a part of that industry, but that's not really what I want to focus on tonight. I just want to talk to you guys about, or find out what you think about, what is it that happened? What do you think, or what do you feel happened to make her really, really make that decision to go from $13.50 an hour, not just making ends meet, barely making it, you know, living the average life, saying, you know, even with her background of living in foster homes, you know, not having a stable home, you know, not having the things that she needed to grow up, you know, even her family background, her family not you know, mother on drugs, just different things. What did you think happened that clicked in her mind to make her say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not going to, you know, continue to, you know, live this life that I've been presented with. So I want to kind of just open up the phone lines and just, you know, real quick, tell us your name. Just hit the number one on your phone because we're going to bring you onto the line. Just hit the number one. And just kind of tell me what you think. What do you think is that aha moment that happened to make her say, you know, no more? Because a lot of times we have to realize to come to that moment, something has to happen. Something has to transition in our minds for us to realize that we're worth so much more. I have an idea of what I think it is, but I want to hear what you think. So before I do that, just go ahead and hit the number one on your phone and just give me a little bit of background as to what you think that aha moment was. What do you think has to actually take place for somebody to go from ordinary, regular to super extraordinary? So go ahead and hit the number one. I'm going to unmute the phone lines. Go ahead. We have a caller. Here we go.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Nikki? Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Happy Resurrection Sunday, Easter to everybody. I'm on the line, like you said, that celebrates. What I think, I met Stormy. I met her when she actually came here to Philly, man, and she, her story is great, man. She's just a hustler, and she just, it is something that just clicks, and I think you just realize your worth, and you just like, I'm not going to work for nobody, and my thing that clicked with me when I started really wanting to be an entrepreneur was like, oh, man, I look at if what we getting paid at the bottom, imagine what the guy at the top is getting paid and he's not doing anything. So I think Stormy probably had that same mentality. And by her, from her background, you know, her experience, she was a hustler by nature. So she had to do it by any means. And by any means means any means. And she, you know, she said she stripped. She's very transparent. She said what her parents did and, you know, all where she was coming from in Miami. So she probably already was seeing money. And then when she was working, that probably was a down step to her. So she was like, man, you know, I'm going to do it legally, but it's not going to be legally for somebody else. It's going to be legally for myself. And that's what I think drives her. And she's a great person, man. And I like I said, I met her one time, and that one time, her conversation and just being in the room with her, it just rubbed off on me, and it was good. And that's pretty much what I think it was.
Okay, so, you know, with that being said, you said something about what made you like that switch for you. Like, what was that switch for you? Like, I'm not sure what your background or your upbringing was, but something had to happen for you to say, okay, you know what, enough is enough. Like, you know, I know that the people at the top are making more, but even when we know the people at the top are making more, even when we know that for a fact, like everybody knows it's the people at the top that make more, but something has to happen. Something, you know, in your mind made you say, you know what, I don't care how they making, what's being made at the top. I know I need to be at the top. So what is it? What was your aha moment? What was that moment that made you say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. That's it.
I just started to know my work. I noticed that, man, we built to be, we was made kings and queens. And I was like, I'm not, you know, living up to what my worth. I do a lot of networking with a lot of people, and I put a lot of people in positions as far as, you know, if you're my friend or if you're doing anything positive, I'm always going to reach out and try to help you. And I said, hey, you know, I was at work, and I'm just frustrated, like, man, what am I doing? Why am I here? You know, I still actually work until I can actually, I'm actually working myself out of my job. But, you know, I was just like, man, I'm just sitting there thinking, like, man, if people think, you know, $100,000 is a lot of money, and I'm like, man, So if the employer has enough money to pay 10 people $100,000, that's $1 million.
Right.
So I was like, man, and he's not doing nothing, and he's just sitting on the beach sipping. He or she sitting on the beach sipping mojitos and just doing nothing. And I just was like, man, I got to get my drive up. You know, I come from West Philly. You know, it's hard out here. Just like I know you from the D, and I know a lot of people on this line from, you know, from the streets. And I've seen a lot of people on the streets make money the wrong way. And I'm like, you know, everybody get a little chance to indulge in that lifestyle a little bit. And I was like, no, it's not going to be negative. And I said, you know what, I'm going to take my God-given abilities and do something that I love and turn this into a positive. So that was my driving force. And I just realized, I woke up and was like, hey, no, this mm-hmm. is not going to keep on being. So that's what it pretty much was for me.
Interesting. That's very, I mean, we all have that aha moment. And, you know, being, I like how you say, I'm going to work myself out of my job. That was, I'm going to have to use that one. So if you hear me say it, I'll give you your props. I'm like, I heard it from Ed. But, you know, that's, everybody has their own aha moment. So it's just interesting to kind of just hear from other people, like, what made them transition. Or even if they're not there yet. You know, sometimes we have to help people realize that they're worth more than a job, worth more than, you know, $10, $15, $20 an hour. So sometimes even when we do have our moments, it's kind of up to us to kind of lift other people up to, you know, show them, hey, you are worth more. We are kings and queens. So we do deserve more. So, I mean, I thank you for sharing. And everyone else that's on the line, just, you know, if you want to chime in, just hit the number one on your phone and we'll bring you onto the line. But until then, just kind of think about it. Think about it for a second. And what do you think it is that makes a person their aha moment to switch from just being mediocre or just not even mediocre, because, you know, success is different things to different people. But for make them going from just good to great, whatever that is for them, what do you think it is that just makes them shift, that mind shift? So we're going to go ahead to another musical selection. So, Ed, just take us to the next music selection. I appreciate you, sweetie.
Mozart on the beat, ho. Clack, 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 clack that.
You're listening to Mozart.
Shaking that ass, what you gonna do with it? Do well in my eye, what you gonna do with it? Shaking that ass, what you gonna do with it? Do well in my eye, what you gonna do with it? Stomach tight, ass fat, with the dick in your baby, clap that. Stomach tight, ass fat, with the dick in your baby, clap that. We always ride right. Came here to do way more than watch tonight. Eyes glow. Body paint. Body. Love it when the ass fat, but a body ain't. Nope. Tall glass. Halfway chopped a thong. Niggas throwing cash like it's their favorite song. So now I'm playing. Step to the front. See you approach front stage. Grab my blunt. Whoa. Slow down, baby. Later we can roll something. No stunt. I'm trying to poke stuff. Shake that ass like what you gonna do with it? Do all of my eyes like what you gonna do with it? Do it. Shake that ass like what you gonna do with it? Do all of my eyes like what you gonna do with it? Dropped a few in the room, can't move in the truck. Fucking condom, never see me cutting up. Yep. Strip a chick, a tire on me. I was drunk as fuck, couldn't see. I know the scoop, your hustle cool with me. Bend that thing over, let me off two or three. Like, shaking that ass, like what you gon' do with it? Do all of my eyes, like what you gon' do with it? Do it. Shaking that ass, like what you gon' do with it? Do all of my eyes, like what you gon' do with it? Stomach tight, ass fat, ass fat. With the dick in your baby, clap that. Ass fat, ass fat, with the dick in your baby, clap that. Clap that, clap that, clap that. Clap cool with the dick in your baby, clap that. Clap that, clap that, clap that. Clap cool with the dick in your baby, clap that.
All right, well, that music selection was by Sam Malone out of Uptown Philly. The name of that song was Clap That. I kind of like that song a little bit, too. I don't know if I should be listening to that on Easter Sunday. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so Sam Malone, Clap That from East Philly. Make sure, you guys, that you check him out as well. That is Sam Malone. So today, again, this is The Beauty of It Is. I am Miss Nikki, and we're just talking, as you all, you know I love to do that. So we were talking about that aha moment that has a person transition from just regular I hate to say regular or mediocre because that's just different things for different people. So I can say from, you know, where they are in life to going on to becoming successful. And successful for a lot of people means different things. For me, you know, it is attached to a monetary value, but that's just for me. Success for other people might be different. But I was kind of speaking about a young lady that I admire, a successful businesswoman who started from a very bad background, I should say, you know, in and out of foster homes, dropping out of high school, ninth grade education, first baby at 15, 16 years old. Just so many different things that were stacked up against her. But she had her aha moment to where she said, you know what, no matter where I started from or where I am, I know where I'm going and I know where I need to be. I know who I am. So from that, you know, going and her last job, you know, working at a job, a JOB, a just over broke, from $13.50 an hour to actually, you know, last year or the year before last, making $2 million in 1 year, which is, that's just amazing to me because you have some people who graduate from college with 2 and 3 degrees, not even making that much money. And here it is, someone who had a ninth grade education that was able to make $2 million in 1 year. So I definitely admire her. I admire her hustle. I admire her just ability to just push herself forward. And not only that, to help other people do the same thing, but that aha moment, something had to happen, something had to click in order for her to be able to do that. So we heard from Ed said some really interesting things, and I want you guys to just chime in as well. So if you're ready to speak, just hit the number one on your phone, and we'll definitely bring you onto the phone line. But in the meantime, for me, what I think, my personal opinion, is that she put faith in front of fear. She just let faith override her fear. You know, it can't exist in the same house. It just doesn't exist in the same house. And it's very interesting because today, of course, is Easter Sunday, and I noticed a lot of, you know, Easter Sunday activity. You know, the churches were full, valet parking, VIP seat, and all kind of stuff, traffic everywhere. And it's just very interesting because I meet so many scary church folks. And I hate to, you know, bring in religion, but I do. That's just real. I meet a lot of scary church folk who say they all have this faith, but faith is kind of trusting in the unknown, trusting that everything, the outcome is just going to be, you know, amazing, but it not looking like it is. You know, it might look like it's not going to work out in a certain way, but you have so much faith that it doesn't matter what's there or what's presented in front of you. You already know what is going to happen. So I think for me, when somebody says, okay, you know what, I'm not going to let fear control me or fear control my life or nothing else, and just putting that faith in front of, just that faith in front of everything, you know that you know that you know it's going to work out. But not just having faith, because faith without work is dead. It doesn't matter. You can have all the faith in the work in the world. If you don't put in the work, it's just not going to happen. So definitely, you know, having that faith and putting the work in. I hear so many people, you know, who do say they have faith, and some of them do really, really believe that it's going to work out. And I, you know, sometimes they don't put in the work. You know, people might have all these dreams of grandeur and, you know, yes, I'm going to be a millionaire and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then you say, okay, in order for you to, you know, be a millionaire, you got to talk to 10 people, and they talk to one and wonder why their dreams don't come into reality. Well, you got to put in the work. You have to put in the work. So, of course, I think that, you know, once you put that faith into play, the rest was work. Work, 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 putting our head down and actually putting in the work. So definitely call us if you're out there. Don't be shy. This is talk radio. This is what we do. We talk, and even if you want to use a fake name, we don't have to know who you are. You can say your name is Minnie Mouse, but we just want to hear from you and hear what your thoughts are. What do you think? What is that aha moment? And what do you think a person has to actually go through, or what makes them transition from just being, you know, where they currently and wanting to do more and wanting to be greater to actually taking that leap of faith or just taking that next step to being all that they know that they're destined to be or knowing what they think they're destined to be. So again, just hit the number one on your phone, and we'll bring you to the front lines. But until then, really, really think about it, because I really want to hear your thoughts. Again, just press the number one on your phone, and we'll definitely get you on the line. And again, make sure, guys, that you're following me on IG at Nikki Alexandria, the number 9. Nikki Alexandria, that's Alexandria, the number 9. And again, if you are an entrepreneur, a business owner, if you have any events coming up, if you are an artist and you want to have a chance to have your music played on the airwaves, just make sure that you send me that information to sixfigureswithmissnikki@gmail.com. And that's the number 6 figures with Miss Nikki, MSNIKKI@gmail.com. Again, really, really think about that. We'd love to hear your comments. But until then, we're going to go ahead and bring up the next artist. So, guys, make sure that if you want to just share your thoughts, and we would love to hear your thoughts, just press the number 1 on your phone. And when we come back, we're going to put you on the line. So, Ed, go ahead and take it away. All right, welcome back. That was Fees Maxwell, from Highland Park, Detroit. And the name of that song was My Life. Again, that was Steve Maxwood from my hometown, Detroit, Michigan. And the name of that song was My Life. So definitely make sure you, you know, give him some love. Definitely check him out. Feeds Maxwood. That's F-E-E-Z. Maxwood. Feeds Maxwood. So, again, guys, this is Miss Nikki right here in Atlanta, originally from Detroit. Don't want to forget that. And this is the show, The Beauty of It Is. And we're just talking about, you know, just that aha moment. And if you just joined us, we're just talking real quick about a young lady, and not just about the young lady, but what happened in her transition to get her from where she was just living an ordinary life with a very rough background to an ordinary life to definitely going on to being super extraordinary, and not just her being super extraordinary, but helping so many other people reach their full potential. And with that being said, you know, this young lady, her name is Stormy Wellington out of Miami, who had a background, you know, in and out of foster homes, dropping out of high school, ninth grade, single parent, had her first child, still a teenager, just so many different things, in and out of strip clubs, just really living a rough life. Then, you know, making a decision to say, okay, I'm going to leave that street life behind and getting a regular job, you know, and just over broke. A J-O-B, making $13.50 an hour, just looking at her first check and saying, oh, no, this is not going to work for me. And moving forward, guys, entering in the industry of network marketing that has so many just negative associations, but, you know, it's one of the most, I'll say, the industry that creates more millionaires than, you know, the entertainment industry, right? So this has more millionaires in the entertainment industry, but again, so many people just kind of shy away from it. But that's another topic, you know, whole other story. We'll talk about that another time, so just stay prepared. But she entered into this industry, guys, and was able to earn, you know, just in a year's time, $2 million, and that's just in one of the years, right? That doesn't even account for all these other years. But something transitioned with this young lady. Something happened to make her say, you know, enough is enough, and just knowing her worth. And we had a couple, we had Ed come out and just kind of share his thoughts. And also for me, like I said, I think it was actually faith, putting faith in front of fear. A lot of people just, you know, always say that they have all this faith. Yeah, I have faith, amen, and all these different things. And not to get too religious, because I definitely don't want to go down that lane as well. That's a whole nother show. But, you know, a lot of people do say that they have all this faith, but they never really reach their full potential because of fear. And as we know, faith and fear definitely cannot exist within the same house. It just doesn't happen that way. And even when people say that they do have faith, you know, I call it the lottery mentality. A lot of people say they have faith, but, you know, what they really want to do, you know, they'll pray and ask for a blessing, but really what they want to do is just to hit the lottery. They don't want to work for it. So faith without work is definitely death. It doesn't make any sense to have this faith and you don't put in the work. So again, for me, I think, you know, that transition, that aha moment with this young lady was the fact that she put her faith in front of her fears, or let her faith override her fears. And even for me, being a hairstylist, you know, being self-employed for over 20 years, you know, it comes a lot with that. It comes a lot. And even realizing that even as a self-employed person, I was not an entrepreneur, and there's definitely a difference. And we kind of talked about that last week, but being self-employed takes a lot of faith as well. But also, you know, as I entered into a new industry, and it's new for me, even myself, sometimes I run into, you know, fearful moments, and I have to be honest with myself. Sometimes there are a lot of fearful moments that kind of keep me from reaching my full potential as well, because it's the fear of the unknown. And that's just something that, you know, we all have to work at. But it's something, you know, it's always, you know, other people that are able to just have that moment where it's like, you know, fear can't even stop them. Okay, fear is just like, whatever, that's just a wasted emotion. I'm not even going to let that emotion override what I know, and what I know is that I'm destined for greatness. So we have any callers that want to just chime in and just give your thoughts. What do you think it is? What is it, or what has happened even with you in your situation? Maybe you had a situation in your life where you had to have that aha moment to take you from one level to the next. what is it that made you transition, or what is it that happened in your life to make you say, okay, instead of being here, I need to go here, and nothing in the world is going to stop me from reaching, you know, that destination. So if you're on the back line, or if you want to go ahead and give us your thoughts, just hit the number one and we'll definitely get you on the line. And we heard a couple of people speak, including myself. And of course, Mr. Ed, the amazing Ed, just love this gentleman to death. So again, if you are, you know, if you want to chime in and just give us your thoughts, just go ahead and hit the number one on your phone. But until then, let's see. We got a couple of artists that, you know, kind of sent their music in, but I'm going to go ahead tonight. I'm letting Ed go ahead and just make those musical selections for me. So, Ed, just go ahead and bring up the next artist while we get people a chance to get their thoughts and gather their thoughts so they can go ahead and just share what they think that aha moment is. The name of that song was Old Flame. She's actually from Washington, D.C. I'm going to check her out myself. I really, really like that. That's a smooth groove. So I might be showing my age on that one, but you know what? Age brings wisdom. Well, it should, because there's a lot of people out there of my age that's just foolish. But anyway, that was Camila Jim, and the name of that song was called Old Flame. She's out of Washington, D.C., so make sure, guys, that you find her on social media as well. Show her some love. Let her know that you heard her music on The Beauty of It Is with Miss Nikki, and also that Ed actually picked that musical selection, so we definitely want to say thank you, Ed, for, you know, just gracing us with such a beautiful song. Again, Camila Jim, the name of that song is Old Flame, and she's out of Washington, D.C. Now, if you've joined us, if you've been listening in, we've just been talking about those aha moments that happen to so many people, and just sharing our thoughts on, you know, what we think it is or what happens, you know, to make a person go from where they are currently in life. And I hate to just, you know, say mediocre or things like that, but, you know, just where they are, just living or working a job or, you know, just making ends meet. You know, that's not really a way to live, just making ends meet. Like, I just want to be able to pay my rent, or I just want to be able to pay my car note, and that's it. Like, we have to realize that there's so much more in life. We are kings and we are queens, and we deserve so much more. But a lot of times, you know, we let fear kind of override us, or just, you know, not knowing or understanding who we are and what we are capable of, what we are destined to have. We're not destined to just live mediocre lives. And once you unlock that, once you unlock that aha moment of something happens to you in your life, you know, your life is forever changed. And as I was speaking about a young lady that I admire so much, who came from, you know, a background of just living a life that most people would not trade places with. Like, nobody wants to, you know, live in foster homes, and nobody wants to, you know, have kids at 14, 15, 16 years old. Nobody really wants to do that. You know, we all want a better life, but sometimes fear will keep us from really, really going after it. You know, really, really going after it. And sometimes, you know, it's just, sometimes people just flat out lazy too. I can't say that. But, you know, something has to happen in order for us to just transition our thoughts and transition our minds. So, you know, I definitely gave some feedback. And again, you know, as the show is going to come to an end really soon, I definitely want to hear some other feedbacks. Guys, this is talk radio, so don't be afraid to just go ahead and hit the number one and get yourself heard, get your thoughts heard. And just, you know, again, we're here to learn and grow and learn from each other and just kind of get a better understanding, because it's all here and it's all designed to help us all as we go on this journey in life to become better individuals. So again, the name of this young lady that I was able to hear, you know, just this past week, you know, her name was Stormy Wellington, and it was just interesting to see all the people that came out to hear this young lady speak. Someone who had a ninth grade education was actually speaking to other people who were doctors, who were lawyers, who were successful entrepreneurs, you know, just regular people who wanted to have a change in life. You know, we even had a couple of celebrities from Love and Hip Hop actually come out, and, you know, they were there because now they're realizing, you know, sometimes in life you have to do other things in order to get better results. So just, you know, entering into different business ventures and just growthing, you know, just growthing up, I like to say. You know, sometimes we're grown, but we're not grown up. So just seeing this young lady speak and just to hear her passion and to hear her story was something that was, you know, definitely amazing and made me realize that I need to step my game up a little bit more as well. But again, something happened and something transitioned in her mind that made her go from, you know, where she was to just being something very, very extraordinary. And not just that, just bringing so many people along with her. And, you know, we had Ed share with us, and of course I shared as to why I think it is, which again, you didn't know if you're listening, if you have been listening, again, it's faith. You know, it's really, really faith, and faith is such a powerful word, and so many people use it so loosely, because it's a lot of scary people who claim they have faith. You know, I have faith in the Lord, you know, and really they don't. They just really don't. That's just being honest. You know, they're really just somewhere shivering in their boots because they don't know, fear of the unknown. So definitely when you have, you know, when you have that much faith that it's just overwritten by fear, you can do some amazing, amazing things. So I definitely want to get your feedback, but it's okay if you don't want to talk. It's all right, because I hope you're on this line and you're listening and you're able to learn and able to learn something that can help you transition into your next aha moment. So as we go ahead and bring this call to a close, guys, I want to thank you all for joining us tonight. Again, this is The Beauty of It Is, and I am Miss Nikki Alexandria, but everybody just calls me Miss Nikki. Make sure that you can follow me on social media at Nikki Alexandria, the number 9. That's NIKKIALEXANDRIA and the number 9. You can also find me on Facebook as just Miss Nikki Alexandria. And you'll see me with the yellow dress. Make sure you do that one because I hear people are just snatching Facebook identities. So if you don't see the yellow dress lady, that's not me. So Nikki Alexandria, make sure you follow me. Make sure you follow Radio Giants as well because we do have Ed. He has his show, The Radio Giants. So make sure that you follow him on Facebook as well. Also, Untalkables Radio, guys, we have every single day, we have so many interesting shows. We have so many amazing hosts, so definitely tune in. Make sure you stay tuned in to Untalkables Radio. And again, make sure you tune in next Sunday night with me. The Beauty of It Is, Miss Nikki Alexandria, happens each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Now, again, as we were talking, you know, in closing, many of us, you know, we have moments in life that are life-changing. We have those life-changing moments, and sometimes we ask and we pray for change, and when that time comes for us to make that decision to take us to a new level, you know, ultimately we have to be the one to take the right path. We are ultimately in control no matter how much we ask, even when, you know, the answer appears or when the solution appears, we have to be the ones to step into our greatness. And there are so many factors that keep us from moving forward, and we find ourselves asking again and again and again and again, over and over and over again. But the beauty of it is, guys, as long as you are here on earth, you have the opportunity to learn. You have the opportunity to experience. You have the opportunity to grow up. It is your choice. We all can do that. And the more you understand your power, the more you understand your strength, the closer you are to your life-changing moment. And when you arrive, guys, when you arrive at that life-changing moment and you're able to change your life to do some extraordinary things, don't forget to teach, don't forget to inspire, and don't forget to lift others up because that's what we have to do. So again, guys, have a fantabulous week. I hope you all have that aha moment to take you to the next level. And this has been Miss Nikki Alexandria, and I will see you guys all at the top. Ed, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, Alamar, the Liberty. Misery need company. Stand on the silent all alone. All alone. Document the days and portray it in a song. My grandma could respect. My comrades could not. Like, that's that maneuver. We headed to the top from the sewer. Used to be unthawed. Now we ice from the jeweler. Said I wouldn't do it. It remind me of my younger days. Walk in the house, shoes and chains. Mom breathing down my neck. Where did you get these things? They were gifts from some chicks that waited at my locker. Round four, period. She said, good, you ain't no pimp, give it all back tomorrow. You shitting me, I said to myself. She never seen it again, cause I ain't hit it. Besides that school, I was the one in the crew who had niggas on that pimping. In my day, I seen a lot, done a lot, not much can amaze me.
Amaze me.
Born to be a leader all day.
All day.
I won't let you faze me. Punk ass nigga, you must be crazy. In my day, I seen a lot, done a lot, not much can amaze me.
Amaze.
Freshness now, that's mid-chatter. They just started fucking 6 years ago. Seventh grade, I was a bachelor show. Thought I was on top of the globe. Belly at the equator. Just a kid being a kid, tell me what's greater. 5 years later, I had green, I had to weigh up. Plans of being a lawyer, dissipated rapidly. Moved out of mom and Ron shortly after 18. With my bro and my best friend, then that was Danny. Times got hard and my heart grew solid. Battling to make it through my first year of college. Had a part-time job at Target. Sat writing in the parking lot, juggling thoughts to be an artist. Look where that got me, God was great, I heard my calling. Intuition
with no stalling. The word, few hurdles, can't deny that. Kept it moving through those minor steps.
In my day, I seen a lot, done a lot, not much can amaze me.
Amaze me.
Born to be a leader all day.
All day.
I won't let you faze me. Punk ass nigga, you must be crazy. In my day, I seen a lot, done a lot, not much can amaze me.
Amaze me.
Raised to be a leader all day.
All day.
I won't let you faze me. Bitch ass nigga, you must
Ladies
be crazy.
And gentlemen,
still in the gutter.